We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
You're just talking about this, like, drop tackle, what people are talking about. You know, well, you're going to eventually take away everything in the game, right? It's the defensive job, you know, to tackle guys, and I don't think people are doing that with malicious intent. Like, eventually you keep taking away certain plays, taking away this, taking away that, what's going to be left of the game? So, you know, look, it's an unfortunate reality of this game, and no one wants to see that. No one, you know, guys on other teams don't want to see guys get hurt. We don't want to see guys get hurt. You know, it's an unfortunate reality of playing in the NFL. Playing football at any level.
That was David Andrews last year, and Andy Hart is jumping up and down, raising his hands. It's some
smart
sort
man.
Of like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Victory is ours!
Because the NFL rule, the NFL has changed a couple rules, and this is one of them. They are eliminating the hip drop tackle. Is that even what it's called? I've heard different variations of it. Swivel hip drop. Hip drop alone.
Oh, when they define it, I actually didn't even really understand the way they defined the three bullet points.
I have it. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't understand.
So, and if you go on Twitch right now, Coop has, because the NFL put together a quick little montage of what a hip drop tackle is. That's Emmanuel Acho there. So
hey,
that's
man.
Not what we're looking for, Coop.
Triple box.
Here it is. So the definition of hip drop. Grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's leg or legs at or below the knee. A 15-yard penalty and automatic first down will be enforced should a player use that technique. I wasn't paying attention to Twitch right now. Here it goes. So if you go to Twitch right now, go to Twitch, follow WEI. There's a bunch of examples that the NFL sent out. Again, that's, first of all, first question. How do you regulate it? Can they regulate it?
Well, they're going to overcall it. I think that's going to be the simple response. It's always the response with all these rules. Now, when that happens, is it only in August and then maybe in a little in September to you know, remove it from the game and get people so trigger shy to get it out. And then by the end of the year, we've sort of forgotten about it. We've had that over the years with defenseless receivers, with late hits on the quarterback, with illegal touching on defense. Like, all those things get overcalled early, and then they kind of rein it in, I feel like.
Illegal touching should now be called the P. Diddy rule.
That's actually not what I meant. I meant illegal contact.
That one, too, the P. Diddy rule.
He's the P. Diddler, some would say.
At some point in time, we'll break down what is happening to P. Diddy. But keep going.
So the they're going to overcall it, and it's going to be almost impossible. It's like a lot of these, the lowering of the head. So neither the runner nor the defender are allowed to lower their head anymore, but the refs are like, how the hell am I supposed to call that when everybody in the game lowers their head at all times when they're tackling or they're trying to avoid getting tackled? David Andrews coming in. To me, I just want to remind people.
Okay.
Those comments came after Ramondre Stevenson, his star running back, was injured on a hip drop tackle.
Yep.
What we've come to know and call a hip drop tackle. And he is defending the defense because the conversation had been started that this is hurting people, blah, 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 blah. So now we have it banned for at least a year. And you're going to, A, deal with flags, B, deal with fines. So players who already get porked financially in a lot of ways, especially the defensive guys, like these linebackers and safeties, a lot of them aren't making a ton of money. They're not all superstars making tens of millions. They're not wide receivers, quarterbacks, those marquee corners. These are in the middle of the field guys who are tasked with taking down, I don't know, you ever hear of Derrick Henry? So now that little guy in the middle of the field who has to take down Derrick Henry has to be like, well, I would, but I can't get my arms around him from behind and then swivel and do any. Shouldn't he be allowed to do whatever the hell it takes to get Derrick Henry? First of all, you have no say in this as an offensive soft player, as an old soft tight end.
Listen, do you want to
call you Gesicki 1.0? You were Mike Gesicki before Mike Gesicki existed.
I knew we were going to get to it. Okay, let's just call this segment Hitting Below the Waist.
Okay.
Remember, you started it.
Did I?
You started it.
Who started it?
I did not start it.
I believe on Twitter you told me, bring your step stool.
I did say, did you bring your step stool?
I don't need a step stool.
Because if you have to go to the bathroom.
I got Greg Hill's pumped up seat here. I'm riding high.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is
a
bunch of babies.
So I can't hit you below the knees.
Unbelievable.
I can't hit you above the shoulders.
Unbelievable. Do you think this
I can't grab your jersey. I can't put my weight on your back.
Are you done?
No.
Are you done?
We're at that part of the show already.
It would be great if it was. Getting home at 12.
Nick LaPan, are you done?
Wait, we can go home.
Do you think it is a dangerous move? Do you think that technique...
Where does it take place?
Is it a dangerous... Because I would say...
Senator, where does it
identifying,
take place?
Identifying this tackle... is like the old, response.
Where porn?
Porn.
Yeah.
You know it when you see it.
My ass.
I know it when I see it. I
this will not be as clear as porn.
This
will be scrambled Skinamax in the mid to late 90s where you're looking for a nipple. This will not be clear as porn.
You sound like Richard Sherman, Julian Edelman, offensive player. He literally sounds a little bit like Mayo when you hear this quote right now because he's responding to all the defensive players bitching and complaining about this being removed. He says, quote, there are two sides to this. I'm all for player safety and hip drop tackles are dangerous. But on the other hand, it's a yes. Mayo quote.
Don't cover all your bases.
Just pick a side.
Exactly.
Okay. On the other hand, how is a defensive player supposed to tackle if we take away every method of tackling? I will say this.
I agree with Julian's second half.
The second half? This is such a baby. You don't have to please everybody.
To be fair, such he at pleaser. This point could have multiple personalities after all he's been.
True. Okay. My thing is, they have been, before people started using this, because I can't remember when the first time I saw it.
This has been around forever. You know how I know that?
How?
You know who was an undersized middle linebacker?
You?
I used to do this. A big guy, you wrap him up and you fall backwards onto his legs and it takes him down.
You know what? It feels like a judo move a little bit. I'm not even kidding. It feels like this, like...
Get Missoula on the line.
It does. It feels like, hey, listen, I'm going to... I can't physically bring him down, so I'm going to have to find a way to clip his feet. So
yes.
Back in the 90s, in the late or mid to late 90s, you were literally allowed to clip defensive players, okay? So let's say I'm on the right, play's going away. Defensive end is chasing the play. I was allowed to drop, cut them, and then roll, and then clip their ankles. It was such a dangerous play, but hell, I was like, they're letting me get away with it. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times defensive tackles and defensive ends would bitch and complain. One time, they actually said, hey, please don't do this. Who was the guy from the Buffalo Bills who was the defensive end for all those years?
Bruce Smith.
When he played for the Redskins, came into our huddle. Andy, I kid you not, before the first play of the game, he was old at this time, and he came into the huddle and was like, hey, guys, hey, good to see everybody. Hey, can you guys stay off my knees? And he was like looking at everybody, and everybody was shocked that he was in our huddle. I got to get Matt Hasselbeck on the phone because he was in the huddle when this happened. And, hey, guys, just can you guys stay off my knees for me, please?
The ultimate brother-in-lawing it.
Yeah, and I was like.
So Hasselbeck should have been like, if you promise to not hit me, I'll ask them to not hit your knees.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, the first thing I did was try to clip him. The very first thing I tried because I wanted to slow him down. So, okay, I'm going to play this clip from
Emmanuel. So the guy comes to you with a plea, please. And the first thing you think of
but to
is
your point,
slowing
is,
him down.
Is he going to have mercy on me
no.
when I can't get my feet set because I'm not a tackle and I don't pass block and the play is so dumb that they're leaving me on an island? I say, hey, before he snaps the ball, hold on, Matt, real quick. Hey, I got a pass block. I'm not any good at it. You see me on film. And I'm really bad on my left side. Okay, could you just kind of let me get set quick and then go? Thanks, buddy.
Brother-in-law.
That's awesome. All right, here's a again, all the defensive players losing their mind. Here's Emmanuel Acho on the hip swivel drop tackle.
There's no such thing as a hip drop tackle, only a tackle. Imagine trying to tackle Rob Gronkowski. How are you going to do it? Unless you are directly in front of him and he's in front of you, you got to find a way to bring him down. We created this name, hip drop tackle, to try to vilify something that's just a tackle. The game of football has been in existence for roughly, 100 years, and all of a sudden there's a hip drop tackle? There's no such thing. It's literally just a tackle. As a defender, you got to find a way to get a dude down by any means necessary. If that means I go to his hips, and because he might be bigger than me or because he has more momentum, I got to take him down by his waist or take him down by his knees. That's how it goes down. Don't let the league go soft on you. That's what it's trying to do.
No, that's not it at all.
He doesn't have it right. It's not go soft. It's very, very simple. It's going flag. Flag football will be football.
Stop it.
Troy Vincent has admitted it. Within the 100 years, he said, we'll be flag football. Who spoke at the NFL owners' meetings yesterday? Who presented to the owners?
Was it Troy Vincent?
Nope. It was DeAndre Hopkins. You know why?
Oh, because his flag football league.
They
stop
were
it.
Interested in his flag football league.
No, they
league.
Weren't. That was a brother-in-law move. Hey, you know, we'll give you some stage time with the coaches. Stop
what
it.
Is the Pro Bowl now?
Flag football.
What is in the Olympics?
Flag football.
Where's the NFL going? Flag
not
football.
Flag football.
It's very simple. They're not even hiding it. They're doing it right in front
do
of
you
your
look
eyes.
At a, do you look at a playoff game or a Super Bowl and say, that looks like flag football?
It's
you
getting know, closer it, by it, the year. Hip drop tackle. Do you think it's a coincidence that insider trading took place this offseason? So they took a physical style of play out of the game, correct? This is a physical style of play.
This tackle?
Yeah. Who does this? Who is
it's
this
so
most used upon?
Simple.
Who's
it
this most?
So
whoa!
Coop,
just answer the question.
Hold on, before you, Coop, bring up the video again of the examples of all the hip drop, swivel tackle, please. Bring that up again because I want you to watch it as you're.
They're just tackles.
Chirping.
They're just tackles.
No, they're not.
I'm with Acho.
They're not. They're
dude
is,
knows his stuff.
There is
first time
an
I've ever
absolute,
said that.
There, as long as he's not hosting The Bachelor, I'm good. There is an absolute technique that they are using. It's 100%.
Any means necessary.
Oh.
If I'm a little guy and I get a tackle,
bring
you,
back the horse collar
I'm
tackle.
You down.
Then allow the
I think
horse
the horse collar,
collar
tackle should
tackle
be allowed
to be in
I agree.
Play.
Roy Williams ruined that for everyone. He breaks
he
a
did.
Couple legs, and everybody's
horrible.
Like, "You do that too often, you're out."
Then why don't
hate
the
horse collar?
Thing.
Is they, called so inconsistently, especially at the college
you think
and
it's,
high school.
Oh,
level.
I think they call
it's
it too much.
It's overcalled.
I don't think they call it. No.
It's overcalled.
If you, touch,
you just said they call it too much.
No, not that. If they grab the, if they touch the back of the jersey, sometimes I feel like they just, it's like. If you see a hit on a quarterback and it's legal, if it's violent, flag.
Exactly.
If you see, and that to me is what they need to get out of. That's going overboard.
You're going to see that more with this.
Hey, but this is the thing.
Targeting. Think of how
if
you view
all
targeting.
All of a sudden that they decide to take out the hit. Hey, listen, when you go to, so you can grab a guy by his waist as he's running by you. Like Mark Andrews is a great example of this with Mark Andrews, how he broke his ankle or wrecked his ankle. They grab and then they drop. Because like they just gonna like
to stop
you know,
him,
just because they all
if they
weight.
Don't, he's dragging him
but
into the end zone like Gronk famously did.
But the other thing they do is they
momentum.
Rip. They what they do is they fling their legs around. So what happens is their legs fall on the person's ankle, right? Because the momentum is so much and the force is so great that they're not able to save themselves. Because I would say the runner has no way to protect themselves.
Okay,
that's why I think this particular technique. Should be removed. Now, all the whiny, bitchy Richard Shermans of the world and the, can't
J.J.
decide.
J.J. Watt.
Stop it.
Jawan Bentley.
You're right. 100 years they've been playing football, and this hasn't been used. Suddenly, you can't do your job. Oh, wham. Shut the hell up.
So
honest to God, quit your bitching. You can still do your job. I'm watching it right now. Watch the way He rolled. They roll their. See the way they roll their hips.
And if he doesn't roll, what happens?
The guy keeps running.
He picks up the first down. He picks up the touchdown.
You can grab.
Guys like Gronk. Guys like King Henry are too powerful. You know what this is called? If you don't do hip drop, I've named it this. I don't think anyone else uses this. Nantucket sleigh ride. Do you know what that is?
It sounds like a dirty move in a porn movie.
It is not porn. It is not Urban Dictionary.
What'd you call it again? Wait.
Nantucket sleigh ride.
That is in the porn dictionary. That's a move.
It's very simple. It's when the whaling boats would stab the whale with their harpoons. They would be lodged in the whale, and the whale would freak out and take off and drag the boat by the ropes all over the ocean. And then the big boat had to go find
it's a real
later.
Thing.
So the Nantucket sleigh ride will be tight ends like Mark Andrews with these linebackers, Logan Wilsons of the world. Oh, I can't drop, so I just have to hold on. He's going to drag me. The dude runs all offseason with a sled of weights tied behind him. You don't think he can run with me? He's going to drag me into the end zone. Yay, more points. Mark Andrews got fantasy points for his owners. Oh, the score's in the 40s now.
Can I read you this real quickly?
Defenders are defenseless, and it's flag football that is coming. It's very simple. They're doing it right before your eyes, and you don't even know it, Christian Fourier.
Here is the key to the NFL's new wording on this hip drop tackle. The key part, unweights himself by swiveling. Okay, so you drop, and then you swivel your legs and your body, and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs.
Right.
I don't know why. You're someplace football. This is going to happen to him. He'll be in a position.
Sure.
Okay, he's not the biggest guy, but he's really quick. So maybe it won't happen to Jackson.
So
he's too fast. That's what it is. He's not big enough. Right. So like a big. So it's only for big guys. So even Richard Sherman calling Mark Andrews, how am I going to tackle a tight end who's 270 pounds? He's 255. One. Stop exaggerating.
Well, that's still pretty big.
All you have to do. I would say everybody's bigger on both sides of the ball, though, Andy. All you have to do, you can still drop.
Everybody's not bigger on both sides of the ball.
You can still.
Marte Mapu, the league has trended towards safety linebacker types. Adrian Phillips, Jabril Peppers, Logan Wilson. Linebackers have gotten smaller. Tight ends are still big. Mismatch, and we're going to take away the way that guy can tackle.
What they're calling a hybrid linebacker now is just a backside Will linebacker. That's all it is.
Smaller than
he
ever was.
Donnie Edwards.
Go look at the Giants.
The same
Pepper
size.
Johnson and
Donnie
Carl
Edwards,
Banks
who
and
played
guys.
For the Kansas City
Mike
Chiefs,
Vrabel.
Was the softest, smallest back. He was a strong safety, big in size, but soft as puppy poop.
Wow, getting personal now. Calling names out.
I know.
No, this is just.
I just think
it's going towards flag.
Oh, stop it.
And it is making the job of a defensive player almost impossible because they have to think.
We
what
will,
do defensive players
on.
Always say?
We
I play faster when I don't
this,
have to think.
You're
making them think
you are
more.
Taking up all the time in my personally produced,
saving you.
Don't believe the hype segment. And we got to get to trending. Oh, we're going to have to bring this back.
Yes, we will.
We'll bring it back later on because we're not done.
You pinata.
All right, like I said before, this is a Christian Fourier, Nick LaPan produced segment. I am calling it the Don't Believe the Hype. So what could go wrong?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
All right, so here we go. It's our annual Don't Believe the Hype Draft Prospect segment. Now, this is a 4A produced segment, so I'm willing and open to criticism. So if you're on Twitch right now, when the segment is over, you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. If you if everybody collectively never wants a Don't Believe the Hype segment again, you can text in to 37937. And remember, Andy is part of this. Nick is part of this. Billy wants nothing to do with this.
Billy's the smart one.
Billy is
the smartest one in the room.
He's the smartest.
I know what to do in these situations.
And I wouldn't say I want part of it. I was open the thing and said, get this, and this.
Okay. I don't want to alarm anyone, but during the break, I asked one question about how this was going to go, and the response I received was, quote, I don't know, I didn't really think it out.
No, but usually that's when I get my best stuff, okay?
Organized chaos. And again, special teams, baby.
Humor me.
All right, Tommy Curran at 12 o'clock, too, by the way. Tommy. Don't miss that. All right, so here's how it works. We'll take a couple draft quarterbacks, okay?
Okay.
And we will hear audio clips from people, coaches, draft experts talking about that player. All you have to do is... either you believe the hype or you don't believe the hype. It's up to you. It's your decision. I don't want to lead you down any road you're not willing to go down.
Okay.
Okay? So our first candidate is former Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy and his former coach Jim Harbaugh on his attitude and personality.
They could be adulating J.J. We love J.J. Or being booed, you know, or being hit. And then this killer comes out, and he's, whether it's good, whether it's bad, you know, he's got an extra gear, you know, especially when he's challenged.
Don't believe the hype.
That's exactly right. Don't believe the hype, because I have this rule: don't ever ask a little league mom how her son played, and don't ever ask a coach how his player played.
Yeah,
like, do we remember when Dabo Swinney said, "If you pass on Deshaun Watson, you're passing on Michael Jordan in the draft"? Mm-hmm. Remember that? And little did we know he was passing on something else other than that altogether off the field.
He left that part out.
Yeah, he did. You're passing on like Michael Jackson and R. Kelly and all these other things.
Maybe
P. Diddy, all rolled into Deshaun Watson. But in this case, isn't this the great personality? Oh, he's gonna fire. And also, was it adulation? If they're adulating him or something?
Either they're cheering for him or, like, you know, yelling at him. He says, I love the quote, a killer comes out.
Yeah, that's great. You know what that means? He's not that talented. Because I would harp on how physically talented he is, but I have to harp on his great personality, like I'm setting you up on a blind date with a girl who I know is not all that hot. Don't believe the J.J. hype.
Okay, well, that...
comes out and he's-
okay, so that was his former coach.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
the
hold
fraud.
On. That's the guy. That was his former coach.
Why would you ask him?
Let's ask another former player.
Hey, Christian, is your son good at football?
Well, see, I'm going to give you an honest answer. And the answer is yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we heard from his former coach, his college coach.
Yep.
Let's go to new Vegas Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce talking about Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
I think it's a very talented group. I mean, we interviewed most of those guys at the combine, had great conversations with them. J.J. McCarthy, you're talking about a national champion, a winner. So, I don't know how he's not in the top three, if you want to be honest.
Don't believe the hype.
Good news. We now know for sure that we don't have the former linebacker head coach saying the dumbest thing this week, because Antonio Pierce took the dumb trophy for the week.
I'm with you on this one.
Didn't Mac Jones win a national title?
He did.
Correct. Didn't some who was the guy that won two at frickin' Georgia? What the hell is his name? That loser.
Stetson Bennett.
Fromm and Bennett. Both of them. They stink. Just because you win, is Robert Horry the greatest basketball player ever? Because he's got more rings than Jordan. That's up there on one of the dumbest things ever said. If I were a Raiders fan, that would be the moment I just had regret over who my head coach
is. I know, but
is.
he literally is playing a role. This is what they all...
He's good at if it's playing stupid.
They all say the same stuff. They all do the same stupid stuff. He's a company man.
But what's his role?
He is a company man.
He runs the Raiders.
The company line in the NFL are these owners/coaches meetings in Orlando, wherever the hell they go. is to compliment everybody, over-exaggerate. Oh, look at this guy. He won the Biletnikoff Award. Biletnikoff. He won the Bolognese Award. Give it to the best Italian football player.
Go on.
Suddenly he's in the segment. Yeah, now he's
awesome
injured.
Segment. This is great. Your best work.
Oh man. All right. So that was him. All right. Now let's go. So far, so good. What do you got?
Oh, I like it. Down?
Okay, good. All right. Now we're not even
to make
yet.
It a good game. I have to go the other way. So well, the info you're offering up to me, the contestant, you have to balance out at some point.
No, I think some of these.
I hadn't thought that out.
Just
that far.
An honest answer is all we're looking for. Don't just play up to it. All right. So here's Herman Edwards, because the next quarterback is Jaden Daniels, who was coached, recruited by Herman Edwards.
Oh no, okay. This guy. He told us N'Keal Harry was good.
I know, but he never spoke to Bill, which is so weird to me. I still don't understand why. A head coach wouldn't talk to another former head coach / player who recruited and coached the guy that he wants. Didn't do it. But anyways, all right, here's Herm Edwards on Jaden Daniels.
You know, you're going to be the guy that's supposed to resurrect this team. And there's a lot of pressure in that. But he likes that. I mean, he can handle that. He really can. It won't be too big for him. The thing he does is – when he plays football, he understands at the quarterback position how important it is to protect the ball. He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot, right? So he gets that part of it. And that's the hardest thing for young quarterbacks, I think, when they come in the league. You know, they have the enthusiasm and they feel like I got to carry the team and I got to make a play. And lo and behold, they turn the ball over.
Don't believe the hype. It's another coach telling me how good his guy is, even though he's a school removed from being his guy. He just blew up. And don't tell me Jaden Daniels doesn't put the ball in harm's way. He's a twig who likes to run and likes to get hit. You do that long enough, fumbles are coming, injuries are coming, you're putting your entire franchise in harm's way. He also benefited from two first-round wide receivers in Malik Nabers, who some people are trying to tell me is better than Marvin Harrison. Don't believe that hype either. Side gig. And Brian Thomas. He was throwing the ball up. It was underthrown. They would come get it. They were just better than the defensive backs they were playing. So is Jaden Daniels a fun player? Absolutely. But don't tell me he doesn't put the ball in harm's way, because he does every time he runs.
I was trying to find his passing numbers. Jaden Daniels, as far as harm's way, 40 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
That's good.
Okay.
Believe the hype.
How about rushing? 135 attempts, 10 touchdowns, and I don't see one fumble anywhere.
Yeah, but he takes hits. I'm telling you, you watch it. He takes too many hits. Well, no, for a guy who's afraid to step on a scale, literally was afraid to step on a scale at the combine because he knew it would hurt his draft stock, he takes too many hits.
Okay, so this is a two-parter. So that's the first aspect. Here's Herm Edwards again on Don't Believe the Hype.
And you look at this team last year, minus 14 in the giveaway takeaways. They with 18 interceptions, I think 11 fumbles, only scored 19 points a game. They struggled offensively. And here's the next part. And I think that they'll realize these guys gave up 60 sacks. Now, he cuts down half of that with his ability to run, right? Because because he can leave the pocket and go make plays. So.
So when Herm Edwards is talking about these guys with all the sacks, he's talking about the Commanders. Just so you know who he's referencing. He's talking, because the discussion was, hey, what about Washington at 2? Would they take Jaden Daniels? What could he do to help them? And, of course, Howell was sacked a lot. You know, he was running for his life. And he says, listen, this guy's going to cut down on half of that just by his ability to run.
Okay, so just how the sausage was made, I accidentally ripped the cord out of my headphones a portion of that, so I didn't hear all of it.
Okay, but that's the meat of it.
Yes.
Yeah, he's believe the hype. Yes.
Believe the hype. Believe he is an athletic playmaker.
Yes.
Like, he can do some kind of magnificent Lamar Jackson-like things on a football field. So that part of it, believe the hype.
Yeah. Yeah, because I would say I specifically saw multiple games where he won games for LSU just by doing that.
Absolutely.
They couldn't block anybody. He ran for his life, and he's got track-type speed, and he would take a broken play and turn it into a 50-yard touchdown.
Absolutely. And
go look at go watch the Missouri game. Just watch the second half.
Sneaky in the Missouri game is because the corners were shutting down his receivers. He had to run. He also splits more guys than I remember seeing almost anybody do. Like, you know, you have
the corner coming out and the safety coming in, and you're like, wow, they both have they don't have angles because that guy's faster than both of them. He splits them and he's gone.
Okay, so let's keep going. So the next one is Drake May.
Ooh.
This time, former NFL quarterback Chase Daniels, he's doing a lot right now in all these quarterbacks. He's breaking down the film. And the heading on this one for Drake May and his YouTube page was, Drake May is fooling everyone. With his quarterback play. Here's Chase Daniel.
Big, strong, country. Honestly, reminds me a little bit of Phillip Rivers. He's very raw coming out. He had a really good year last year. This year, not so much. The offensive line was a huge issue. The receiver separation that he had to go through throwing the ball, the receivers were not getting open. A lot of it fell on his lap. But if you're an NFL team, you gotta love the upside. You gotta love the ceiling. I can't wait to show you it. He's got a strong arm. He's accurate. He's a lot more mobile than you guys think. And it'll be interesting to see where he goes in the 2024 NFL draft. Don't
believe the hype. Believe this hype more than any hype that you have believed.
Oh, no. We found your favorite one.
And it's the most important hype here in New England, here in Boston, here where the Patriots have the number three pick, and Drake May looks like he's going to be on the board. I think the Phillip Rivers comp is doing him a disservice. He's better than that. He's Josh Allen. He can run. He can throw. He can create. He can improvise. He can play. He mentioned it. There were some issues with his receivers and his line. But for 2 years, he's been a high-end starting quarterback. Don't give me Mitchell Trubisky, one-year wonder, Zach Wilson, one-year wonder. Multiple years, he's been a top-five prospect for the quarterback position. He can do it all. The upside, as Gerard Mayo told us, the upside is unbelievable.
Yeah, so sharing a brain on this one, because the first comp I thought of when Daniels talked about him was not Phillip Rivers.
No.
It was Josh Allen, specifically the positions they were in the year before they became a thing. Josh Allen, I can't remember, call it his, you know, redshirt sophomore year, had great wide receivers, had a good offensive line, was still, you know, creating on his own. The next year, holy crap, he was a disaster. He was literally trying to win every game on his own. It became a problem. He was erratic. He was undisciplined because all his receivers left, and he was still trying to make the same plays to receivers that couldn't get open and a line that couldn't block. So he was forced to do more. So that was the comp that I was thinking of. So I agree with you on that part. Was Chase a two-parter? Was that it for Chase?
He had one on Caleb Williams.
Okay, ooh. So let's end with this one. Here's Chase Daniels on Caleb Williams.
Like with Caleb, I think teams are chasing that Patrick Mahomes-like magic in the pocket, right? Like he's really, really good in the pocket. He's really good at escaping and extending plays with his legs. I think that's something that it makes him the number one quarterback. Don't
believe the hype. Believe the hype. He has Patrick Mahomes-like characteristics. Now, I don't know if he's a dink. The biggest issue with Caleb Williams that's going to be answered is, what is he?
What's the dink factor?
Dink factor. Yeah. And that includes...
We should create that.
Papa
Dink. Trademark it.
Yeah. Papa Dink is also a question. Does he have a Papa Dink?
Papa Doc Dink was a character in a movie.
This is Papa Dink.
Okay.
A Dink who's a Papa, his Papa.
Okay.
Big Papa. And how much does that affect him? But the skills, he can do it all. He can do the Mahomes stuff. He can run. He can throw. He can create. He can throw crazy off angle. Does he do it too much? He's got a little bit of that. Like, just take the your boy, Mac Jones. You never go broke if you always take a profit kind of thing. Caleb Williams could use a little bit of that theory because he tries to do everything at all times in any situation. But I think the comparisons to Patrick Mahomes are well deserved.
See, the problem I had with this one was exactly how he opened it. Everybody's looking for the Patrick Mahomes type.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there is a comp. It's like when people started recognizing Brady's characteristics and what made him so great, they took his pro characteristics that were sometimes obvious in college, and you can even go back and look at, you know, his mentality when he was in high school and be like, I want that guy. Well, there's a lot of guys that have those exact same characteristics, but they never turn into Tom Brady.
Like Mac Jones? You mean when Charlie Weiss told us, you know, he reminds me of a certain sixth-round pick out of Michigan. Are you telling me there is anything similar between Mac Jones and Tom Brady right now? Now that we've lived the last 3 years?
Well, no. Listen, this is
Pouty McPout.
This is part of this what I call the draft community. Okay, now there is a draft community that are responsible for all the narratives that are spit out every single day. Charlie Weiss is now part of the draft community, right?
Okay.
Mike Giardi, draft community. Zolak, draft community. Suddenly, he saw something with J.J. McCarthy at his pro day. And I would just add, and suddenly he's all on board. And everybody's, oh, look, Zolak said this about, J.J. McCarthy. It must be true. Always being fed some nonsense.
I'd like to see his phone records.
Okay. I'd like to see his tweets and, his text.
Yeah.
Because I would say, and I know we got to get to the parlay and Tom E. Kern at 12. I have never heard from a scout or a coach who has left a pro day and off that pro day decided that was the guy for them. 65 passes in a coordinated, elaborated routes on air with guys that he has been throwing to for 6 months.
Right.
It's not I love how when it they works.
Said, he went 70 of 72 throws.
Oh, stop it.
I'd be like, why'd he miss two? He should miss zero. Right,
right. He remember the Manning zero.
Remember they used to talk about Manning and Marvin Harrison in like their pregame warm-up where they would never talk to each other, but they would do and then like move and do a different route, and every route was there was never discussion because they had done it. That's what it should be. There should never be a ball hitting the ground. They shouldn't even have to talk. They've been doing this for 2, 3, 4 years together on this same practice field, the same bubble in whatever university in the middle of nowhere. So those are so. But the opposite is true, right? You could leave a pro day and be real down on
yes.
a guy.
Yes.
If he's a dink, if he, they could really hurt themselves.
Okay. And speaking of talking, we've talked way too much.
It's on you.
Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down for this segment. Lunchtime Parlay is next. Tom E. Kern at 12.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com.
All right, let's get to this Lunchtime Parlay real quick, Nick. What do we got? How did we do, Nick?
Not great.
Not
we
good.
Were 1-3 yesterday. The only one that hit was the Kings beat the Canucks.
Oh, that would be you.
Your boy Vucevic did absolutely nothing. I think he had 9 points.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown was the only starter who did not have a block. And what was Gresh's? Oh, UConn women. I think they were only up by 9. Yeah. By 9 at the half.
Yeah, I was watching that game, and it never really – Syracuse just kind of hung on, and
yep,
until the very end. So, okay, so well, we got one win. You get the crown. And with that, you get to go first.
Oh, I get to go first?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going back to hockey, and I'm not taking the Bruins today. Billy's taking the Bruins. Spoiler alert.
Oh, jeez.
Hurricanes on the Ric Flair line, the Gresh 60-minute line. They're playing the Penguins, and the Penguins have been terrible ever since the trade deadline. They basically broke their spirits by trading one of their best players, and the Hurricanes had a very good trade deadline. So give me the Hurricanes to win in regulation tonight against
All right.
the Penguins.
Okay, Billy. Billy, how'd you think that segment went?
Awesome. Thought it was great.
No, come on.
Your
Tell
best
you.
Work.
Come on. Billy, give me your honest opinion.
Yeah,
scrap
my,
it.
My honest opinion is how sore Andy's shoulders carrying it.
He was supposed to carry it.
Yeah, he did a great
hey,
job
wait, I
it.
Did all the work producing it.
Here's my pick.
Sure.
So,
wait. Who?
Oh, yeah, you helped too.
Your computer shut down mid-segment
it
and it still didn't derail us.
I know. That's amazing. Go ahead, Billy.
All right, so I'm going with the Bruins on the money line just because they were yelled at yesterday by the coach, so I'm expecting a big turnaround W.
All right.
I like that logic.
Well, yeah, they did get a good talking to.
They got called out.
Yeah, wake the F up.
Called
and then they did,
out.
And they skated.
Are they going to cry and whine and
again.
Bitch or complain?
No, they're going to come out and blow doors.
Oh, okay. That's how it works.
Yeah.
We'll see. If this is
that
a,
easy.
If this was a football team, I was thinking about this. Like, if this was a football team, they would bitch and complain to whoever was above the head coach. They would bitch to the GM. They would bitch to like whoever was in charge, like the leadership, captain, council, whatever the hell they call it in football.
Good thing it's hockey.
They would complain about. No, I'm serious. Like
it's hockey, they're tough. They're different.
No, but it is. They
they're
won't
not
complain
meows like you football players.
No, I agree with you. If this was basketball, are you kidding me? You
they're
gotta make
meows
us
too.
Run.
Yeah, hockey's different.
Call them Felixes. Call them Felixes. Go ahead, little kitty. Go ahead. What's
That's
your pick?
Not okay.
Little kitty is not okay.
You're bullying me.
I can't call.
Well, if you would call me kitty,
it'd
be fine.
For the littlest guy in the room,
you're
the biggest bully I know.
I don't think that's true.
It's the littlest guy with the most issues is always like the biggest bully, and that's you.
I am going to go with Giannis. It's Bucks Lakers.
An exciting NBA game. Giannis, I believe, 5 of his last 6 has been over 30 points. Last time he played the Lakers, scored 35. So 30.5 points, which is just slightly under his season average. Roll all those numbers together and tell me Giannis in a big game against L.A. gets over 30.5.
And it's actually 29.5 now. It went down. Ooh, so I figured since you liked 30.5, I would give you
29. I definitely like 29.5.
This is why Nick's the best. I'm picking, I didn't think we could do this, but Nick has figured it out. And when you said you would figure it out, we both kind of looked at each other and said, wow, that's the kind of guy we want on our team.
Yeah.
When
there's
sounds shady.
Button, you click that one.
Yeah, again, I didn't know because I'm
See,
taking.
What
the
are you doing? You guys, make him think you,
guys
you did something magical.
Sure,
yeah, we were like talking like, oh wow, Nick's awesome. Look at
you
him.
Just yeah, make people think you're doing more than you're doing.
Just don't Gerard Mayo it.
Yeah,
make us all confused.
Just don't Antonio Pierce it.
Yeah, I'm taking. All right, so Lakers at Milwaukee off that game. Milwaukee -8.5. I think they cover. I'm not sure if LeBron is going to play, and the Lakers suck on the road. So that's the parlay, Nick.
$10 will win you $149.63.
Okay.
And we kind of need it because we're 50 in the hole.
50? Yeah, let me see. So Giannis over. Good. Bruins, they're going to need it because they got yelled at. Hurricanes, 60-minute line. Are you a 60-minute man?
Nope.
I don't know if any men want to be. And Lakers at Milwaukee. Milwaukee covered the 8.5. Only on meds. Like, honest to God, like it's too much work.
I need a break.
I was like, seriously.
Gatorade.
Are you into this?
Water.
Tommy Curran is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.